This rare film footage, shot in 1935, shows an ivory-billed woodpecker, a bird that was thought to have gone extinct.
This is, of course, the iconic endangered species in North America. There is no more famous endangered species than this bird.
John Fitzpatrick is director of the Cornell University Laboratory of Ornithology in New York. Back in 2005, he addressed reporters at a U.S. government-sponsored news conference announcing the rediscovery of the ivory-billed woodpecker.
The ivory-billed woodpecker has been rediscovered. It lives in the Big Woods region of eastern Arkansas and perhaps other places around the southeast still as well.
No confirmed sighting of the bird had been reported for decades when suddenly, in February 2004, two sightings were reported in a remote area of the southeastern United States. In April of that same year, an amateur naturalist shot these images of a bird believed to be an ivory-billed. But opinions vary on whether the bird caught on tape is really the elusive woodpecker.
This is a bird that ornithologists and birdwatchers have been searching for over a century and went through several periods of time when it was declared extinct, then rediscovered again, and then disappears again.
As photographer Bob Harrison says, he has no doubt the bird exists.
You know, the controversy whether this bird is out there or not, it's no controversy for me. I've seen the bird. I've seen the bird five times. I know it's there.
Whether it actually is or not is the subject of a recently previewed documentary by noted American film director George Butler.
The film is about the tension between the people who love the bird and believe it exists and the coolly objective ornithologists who say it can't possibly exist. It's extinct. Any way you look at this story, it's got interesting angles.
The field effort was finding a pair of ivory-billed woodpeckers at a roost hole, or at the very minimum, finding a bird regularly coming back to a spot where it could be seen over and over again, photographed well, and so on.
Butler's film, titled The Lord God Bird, is still in production, but the filmmaker provided VOA with these scenes of the work in progress.
And it's called, amongst other names, Lord God Bird, because when someone sighted the bird, they would shriek out, Lord God, what was that that flew by?
All of a sudden, it seems a lot of people are asking that question once again. George Dwyer, VOA News.